Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, February 19th. Quincy's first proposed development under the new MBTA Communities Act is currently under review. A developer is proposing a combination child care center, swim school, and residential apartment complex. At the site of Presidential Press on Columbia Street in South Quincy, the plan calls for the demolition of the existing one-story building and construction of a three-story building with a child care center on the first floor, swim school on the first and second floors, and six apartments on the third floor. During a recent presentation to the Quincy Planning Board, Ward 4 Councilor Virginia Ryan echoed the concerns of neighbors who worry that the project will generate too much traffic. Residents also worried about the 25 parking spaces proposed for the site, saying that they may be taken up by the 23 employees. The developer contends that the staggered hours of operation would not contribute to traffic or parking issues. The child care center would be the 21st The Learning Experience in Massachusetts. And the swim school would be operated by Live to Swim. The apartments are proposed for employees of the child care center. The hearing was continued to the April 8th Planning Board meeting. The former president of the State Police Association of Massachusetts and an ex-union lobbyist were sentenced yesterday for stealing funds from the police union and then lying about it. 64-year-old Dana Pullman of Worcester was sentenced to 2 years in prison and 1 year of supervised release and ordered to pay almost $44,000 in restitution. And 75-year-old Ann Lynch of Hull was sentenced to 15 months in prison, a year of supervised release, and ordered to pay almost $42,000 in restitution. Both Pullman, the union president, and Lynch, the lobbyist, were convicted in 2022 of a scheme where Pullman would use his role to steer business or money to Lynch and then get kickbacks. The former union boss was also accused of using union money to purchase a trip, meals, flowers, and gifts for his girlfriend. The union is an association consisting of more than 1,500 troopers and sergeants from the state police. In May of 2023, Pullman and Lynch were sentenced to 30 months in prison and 2 years in prison, respectively. But in July of 24, the First Circuit Court of Appeals reversed several convictions for the duo, including a tax conviction and obstruction of justice conviction for Lynch. Pullman, who was a trooper from 1987 to 2018, was the union president from 2012 until his resignation on September 28th of 2018. A Plymouth woman has pleaded guilty to money laundering and submitting fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program loan applications on behalf of herself and her father. 66-year-old Catherine Reynolds pleaded guilty last week to two counts of wire fraud and one count of money laundering. A judge scheduled sentencing for June 23rd. In August of 2024, Reynolds was indicted by a federal grand jury. She submitted two fraudulent loan applications seeking loans for herself and her father. The applications falsely claim that Reynolds and her then 86-year-old father earned over $100,000 a year providing massage services out of their home. Prosecutors said the loan applications also included fraudulent tax forms that were not filed with the IRS. After getting the funds as a result of the fraudulent loans, Reynolds withdrew $20,000 in cash from the account into which the loans were paid. And for the charge of wire fraud, she faces a sentence of up to 20 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, and a fine of $250,000. For money laundering, she faces up to 10 years in prison and a $250,000 fine. An Easton man has been sentenced in federal court for using Paycheck Protection Program funds to secretly buy a house in the name of a close relative. 49-year-old Bill DeSaps was sentenced to 3 years in prison, 3 years supervised release, in order to pay almost $837,000 in restitution. Jessica Sapps, the operator of an Abington-based used car dealership, allegedly conspired with individuals in Massachusetts and Florida to submit a fraudulent Paycheck Protection Program application on behalf of his dealership. The application falsely claimed that the dealership had 40 employees and average monthly payroll expenses of over $334,000. As a result of the application, the lender sent out a loan of $836,000 to DeSapps. After getting the funds, he made kickback payments to one or more of the individuals who helped him with the application. After getting the loan, DeSapps bought a $750,000 house in the name of a straw buyer, his close relative, because his credit score would have prevented him from obtaining a mortgage, and because he purchased the home using Paycheck Protection Program money, which is prohibited. DeSapps conspired with his real estate agent to arrange a sham gift from the agent's girlfriend and also obtained a $510,000 mortgage for the house which he lived in. An online connection that starts on social media or in video games is leading to a spike in children hurting themselves or torturing their pets, according to the FBI in Boston, which is warning parents to look out for the signs of nihilistic violent extremism. It involves a network of predators who befriend children online and coerce them into performing behaviors like cutting, animal torture, self-harm, and other violent or sexual acts. The violent acts are often videotaped or live-streamed and shared among other predators to gain clout. They extort and blackmail vulnerable underage victims using fear and threats. The FBI is investigating more than 350 subjects across the country, including in Massachusetts, who are involved in the violent online networks that are often under the name 764 or The Calm. Victims of the abuse are typically girls between the ages of 10 and 17. The FBI says parents should look out for sudden changes in mood, eating or sleeping, unexplained harm to pets or younger siblings, changes in appearance or clothing preferences, scars and bruises that are often in patterns, unexpected texts or phone calls about the child. The FBI says parents should closely monitor their kids' online activity and conduct regular searches of their online information. Parents are advised to turn off computers and webcams when they're not being used and keep all suspicious texts, emails, and messages as evidence. Attorney General Andrea Campbell says her office has warded off federal threats to billions of dollars of funding for Massachusetts. She's asking for more state support given the battles ahead. Governor Healey's annual budget proposal includes $86.5 million for Campbell's office, up from about $83 million she was allocated in the last fiscal year. As budget deliberations shift next to the House, Campbell told budget writers that she needs $2.7 million more than was proposed by Healey, herself a former attorney general. The funds would allow Campbell to hire 17 employees to support her office's seemingly constant legal battles with the Trump administration. Campbell says her office has filed 47 suits against the Trump administration that have protected $3.14 billion out of a total of $3.3 billion threatened by the federal government. Some staff have been specifically assigned to those federal legal battles, mainly because the cases have been cropping up so fast. The employees have also been assigned to consumer protection work when they see a lull in federal legal challenges. Campbell touted funds her office has protected and returned to state coffers, including more than $210 million set to return to the general fund. She referenced a suit that her office won last January against three UnitedHealth subsidiaries over their misleading marketing. The ruling resulted in $50 million going to consumers and a record $115 million in civil penalties awarded to the state. The South Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade will look a little different this year because it's going in reverse. For 2026, organizers are flipping the parade route to honor America's upcoming 250th birthday. and to spotlight the local history behind Evacuation Day, the holiday that shares the March 17th date with St. Patrick's Day. The parade will now begin in Andrew Square, travel through the traditional South Boston streets, turn right onto West Broadway, and end on A Street. The reversal is meant to symbolically rewind the historical moment that the parade commemorates. Beyond the green outfits and festivities, Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade is also a celebration of Evacuation Day, the day in 1776 when British troops withdrew from Boston Harbor during the Revolutionary War. The British retreat came after American forces strategically moved cannons to Dorchester Heights, forcing the British fleet to abandon Boston Harbor. Organizers are also introducing a designated family-friendly area along M Street to address past issues and make the parade more welcoming for all ages. The change aims to curb unruly behavior, keep the event enjoyable for residents, families, and visitors. The South Boston St. Patrick's Day Parade steps off on Sunday, March 15th at 11:30 a.m. Check of business news this morning, and stocks are higher. The Dow is up 129, the NASDAQ rose 175, and the S&P is up 38. European shares were lower, Asian shares were higher after the rally on Wall Street. The dollar was down, the euro rose, oil at almost $66 a barrel. Sports: Celtics are back in action tonight at the Golden State Warriors at 10 o'clock. National Weather Service forecast today, mostly sunny, high of 38 degrees. Cloudy tonight, low 22. Tomorrow, a wintry mix with some snow accumulating a couple to 3 inches, high tomorrow 37. Flurries on Saturday, the high of 31, and more snow on Sunday, the high 35. For the boater, waves about a foot. Winds north 5 to 10 become east later today, high tide 12:32 p.m. Sunrise 6:34. Sets at 5:21. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy News update for Thursday, February 19th.